알아.
It's quite possible that you won't have heard of the great 17th century artist Václav Hollar, or Wenceslaus Hollar, as he's known internationally. But it's very likely that you'll have seen some of his wonderful images of Prague or London, the city with which he is most closely associated. Indeed, Hollar was, as one book about the artist puts it, the man who drew London.
Hollar came to London in services of the Count of Arundel, who was Thomas Howard, who actually employed him as his artist when he travelled through Europe. And he took him with him to London, where he worked for the rest of his life, except for trips abroad.
Says Milan Kocorek, who has written about the artist and is Czech Radio's correspondent in London. Hollar was born in Prague on July 13, 1607. The reasons he left the city, where his work was already highly regarded, aren't entirely clear. For a long time it was believed he was forced to leave after his family was ruined by the capture of the city in the Thirty Years' War. However, some recent research indicates he was just a typical young man in search of adventure. It is known that Wenceslaus Hollar arrived in England with Lord Arundel in 1637. A few years later, he was imprisoned after taking the royalist side in the English Civil War.
According to one source, he was supposed to be involved in a battle on the royal side. He supported the king. One of the reasons was that he was actually a teacher, artistic teacher of the king, of Charles I, and also of, I believe, of Charles II. So he was involved with the royal family on a basis of, as a teacher.
Again, it isn't quite clear whether he escaped from prison or was released. But either way, he followed Lord Arundel to Belgium, where he again enjoyed great success. Indeed, some people are under the misapprehension that the great Bohemian etcher was Belgian.
He spent some time in Antwerp, and he was working there, and his picture, for instance, of Antwerp Cathedral is one of the most famous pictures outside Britain. His pictures are known there as much as in England and in the Czech Republic, of course.
Wenceslaus Hollar, also known as Wenzel, left a remarkably varied body of work. He etched views, portraits, landscapes, and still life in many forms. And while he may be best known for his architectural drawings, Hollar was also a master at capturing natural objects, such as shells and butterfly wings. But despite the great variety of Hollar's work, he will forever be remembered for his depictions of London. Milan Kocorek explains part of the reason why.
He's probably, I think, the only one who drew London before the Great Fire of London of 1666 and also after the fire. And his pictures of London are very lively. He likes his figures, for instance. They always do something. They are not just static figures, whether they are on the ships or in the streets of London. They are very lively figures, and people just fall in love with his pictures, not necessarily because they know it's by Hollar, but because they are attracted by the art itself.
And sticking with the streets of the capital, they were the focus of a great map the artist failed to complete.
It was meant to be the whole London, but he managed actually only one small part of London, which is in the area of today's Holborn. Some people regret that he did not continue in his work, because he was able to depict the smallest detail, and mostly he worked from the top of Southwark Cathedral, and he was really impeccable detail of his scenes, and London is no exception at all. His long view of London is very famous.
Wenceslaus Hollar's work may have brought him lasting fame, but it didn't bring him fortune. He never became rich and indeed billed clients, often publishers who used his work to illustrate their books, by the hour.
At his time, artists like him, those who were doing drawings and etchings, they were not considered artists. They were artisans. They were not gentlemen. They were basically something like servants in the artistic role. And he is known never to have actually any workshop of his own, I mean, in that sense, that he would have his apprentices and people who would be taught by him to follow him in his profession. He always worked alone and was taking commissions from anybody, really.
Wenceslaus Hollar is reported to have died a pauper. Indeed, it's said that his final words were a plea to bailiffs not to carry away the bed in which he lay dying. In all, Hollar left nearly 3,000 plates. Almost complete collections exist in the British Museum and in the library at Windsor Castle, one of the residences of Queen Elizabeth II.
The Queen is actually one of the biggest owners of his works, and that is the reason, for instance, when visitors to London, when they buy, for instance, the Tower of London, it is a picture of Tower of London, most likely to be Hollar's picture himself. So I believe the Queen is, she owns many pictures. Her Hollar collection is very big. And it is, however, also in private hands, in other hands of private collectors.
Recently, members of the public in Great Britain have had the opportunity to see some of his masterpieces for themselves at exhibitions being held to mark the 400th anniversary of his birth and the 330th anniversary of his death. Czech radio correspondent and author Milan Kocourek is clearly a fan of Wenceslaus Hollar's. On the phone from the city that Hollar immortalized forever, he explains why.
It is really amazing. I've got actually part of his long view of London at home, and these pictures are really very impressive because of the detail to which he paid to his work and life which is depicted on them. And what is fascinating for me is that many of these buildings, they do not exist at all. So he was basically a chronicler of London, which does not exist anymore. In that I see perhaps his biggest value and contribution to the art.